Neighbor feuds on 99.7 DJX is our setting the bar story. Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Right. What's the weirdest or craziest thing you've feuded with your neighbor about? Trey is the star of our setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a fight with your neighbor over dog doo-doo, then you're doing okay.
I feel like that's a pretty typical dispute.
Yeah.
Don't let your dog dump in my yard.
Yeah, so...
don't pick it up if he does.
Trey is accused of getting into a fight with his neighbor.
Well, that's not what we do.
For never cleaning up after their dog, which... Yes. Frustrating.
Yes.
Apparently, Trey even grabbed it with his bare hands and threw it at the neighbor.
Oh, wow.
Police caught up with old Trey.
I complained about the dogs pissing in my yard. I said something to his old lady yesterday morning about it.
Old
she
lady.
Said she'd pick it up. 4 hours later, it was still there. I set it on the edge of the driveway right there. I mean, he scratched my neck all up yesterday when he grabbed me.
Wait.
Yeah, so...
okay. All right, there was grabbing involved?
Yeah, I get. I mean, so yeah, they are not amicable neighbors.
Okay.
You know, here's a way to avoid all that. Pick up after your dog.
Sure.
You know, hey, dogs are going to go to the restroom. They are. We already
dogs
know that.
Dogs are going
to
dog.
Dogs are going
to
dog.
Yes.
You know what? They don't have opposable thumbs. They can't pick up after themselves. That's up to you to do.
I shame them all the time when they, like, sneak away and they kind of get over in the neighbor's yard. I'm like, no, that's not your yard.
Mm.
They don't seem to understand it, though.
Yeah.
So I just need to go and erase their transgressions.
Right.
And pick it up.
Right.
You pick it up.
You know, it's funny. It took my dog, Dougal... 3 years, he's now over three, to be very comfortable with going other places other than his yard.
Really?
Because we'd take him on walks and he would never do anything until we got back to the house.
What a polite good boy.
And then he would go in the backyard. Now, it's different.
Oh.
He'll go to...
the world is his toilet.
He'll go... yes. Yeah. And now he's starting to like do boy things and like lift his leg and mark, which... he's never done that before either. And we're like, who are you? Stop. Stop.
Our youngest, Peaches, has this thing where she'll go do her business, number one. And then her two sisters, wherever they go, she goes right over there.
Yeah, and covers it up.
Yeah. What is that about? The other two don't do that.
It's about dominance, trying to... put her dominance on them.
Youngest syndrome.
That's right.
She's way younger.
That's what it
than
is.
The other two.
So what is the weirdest or craziest thing you feuded with your neighbor about?
Mm.
All right, we'll take some of your stories coming up here on 99.7 DJX. Already there's a raccoon involved. Okay, so...
okay.
Here Tara's raccoon story.
This is going to be great.
Yeah, that's on the way.